Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Happy Monday. All Mondays are great days as they launch a wonderful week. And we are launching a wonderful series here. I'm very excited about this one. It's called A New Beginning. You know, in sports or hanging out with kids, you also often hear them talk about do-overs. And a kid will make a mistake and they'll say, I want a do-over. And you kind of laugh and go, okay, you're kind of cheating. But, you know, the reality is that God grants us do-overs. And He actually gives us the ability to have a new beginning almost any time in our life. This is one of the great promises of the gospel, that we're not locked into the old, that we're not locked into the way things have always been. Instead, there's always the opportunity to have a new beginning, a new day dawning, a new thing happening in the morning. And I got to tell you, that is exciting news. One of the things that is just drudgery is to think about the downside of life continuing over and over and over with no change. People who think that way, people who think that tomorrow will never be better than yesterday, usually end up killing themselves. In fact, that's part of the psychosis of suicide, is that people don't believe their future's ever going to be better than yesterday was. And so that's what God promises us, is a break from that negative patterning. Now listen, if you're not going to be with us for any of this program throughout this week, you can log on to the website at derekprince.org. In fact, if you weren't with us last week, you can log on to the website at derekprince.org. And you can find all kinds of great information, great series, great things that are going on with Derek Prince Ministries. Well, listen, call a friend, grab your Bible, and let's listen now as Derek launches us into this fascinating study on a new beginning.
How many times we hear people say such things as, I wish I could start all over again. Perhaps it may be in reference to marriage or to the raising of their children, or to the choice of a career. Or they might say, I wish I'd never done that, or said that, or met that person, and other things like that. Or perhaps they've made a New Year's resolution, and it's gone down the drain almost before it was out of their lips. Or they vowed to turn over a new leaf. Or in some cases to give up a specific evil habit, such as smoking or overeating, or the use of bad language. All such expressions that people use indicate a longing for a new beginning. In this series of talks, I'll be sharing with you two vital interrelated facts. First, we all need a new beginning. Second, God offers a new beginning to all of us. Interestingly, the Bible culminates with God's promise of a new beginning to everyone who will meet the conditions. It's almost as if, in one sense, this is the crown or the culmination or the summit of the Bible's message. In Revelation chapter 21, verses 5 through 8, we read these words out of the vision that was granted to John on Patmos. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. Let me interpolate there. I think when John heard the one who was on the throne say, I am making everything new, somewhere inside him there was a reaction, could that really possibly be? And the Lord, who knows what each one of us is thinking, let alone what each one of us is saying, then responded to that reaction in John and said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. You can rely on me and what I'm saying. Now I continue reading in verse 6. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars. Their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. Let's look at the following facts about those remarkable words. First of all, the promise to make everything new comes from the one seated on the throne. And that throne is the throne of government over the entire universe. So the one who makes that promise has total control over everything that takes place in the universe, including our lives. It's not just a suggestion. It's a statement of divine authority. I am making everything new. And the statement comes from the throne. It's an edict. It's a declaration of what is going to take place that will affect and encompass the entire universe. Secondly, as I've already pointed out, the one who sits on the throne himself guarantees the statement. He says, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." If I may say so reverently, it comes with a written guarantee from the Lord. He's going to do it. And then third, we need to see that the one who makes that statement and offers with it the guarantee is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I'm sure most of you are aware that Alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet, and Omega the last. So, in saying that, he says, "I encompass everything." And then he makes it perhaps more specific, "I am the beginning and the end." In other words, whatever I set in motion, I am able to bring to completion.
Boy, one of the great promises from the lips of Jesus is that he makes everything new. I don't know about you, but I've certainly had times in my life, and even times in every day, when I wish that I was new, I wish I was different, I wish my circumstances were different. One of the truths we'll learn in this powerful series is that we have something to do. We can actually help make things new and have a new beginning in our life. This is going to be an exciting journey. And so be sure now and log on to the website at anything that you're going to miss, or even if you need to hear it again and again, because we know that we have to hear in that 1 hour teaching 7 times to get it all into our minds. You can log on to DerekPrince.org. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
What can a dog teach you about the Christian life? The surprising answer is quite a bit. In his CD teaching, Caleb, Lessons from a Dog's Life, Derek Prince explains how that Hebrew name, Caleb, literally means a dog. And he reveals some canine characteristics found in the biblical figure, Caleb, that positioned him to be used mightily by God. With it, you'll discover how to experience the flavor, victory, and blessing Caleb enjoyed for yourself. Call now to order your own copy of this insightful CD for only $6.95. 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. There's never been a greater need for teaching like his. Caleb, Lessons from a Dog's Life. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and I'm thankful that you're with us on this Monday. We've just launched a whole new series by Derek Prince called A New Beginning. Have you ever seen those TV shows where they have somebody's face morph? Maybe they're 80 when they start, and the face morphs, and it goes back to the beginning of their life or an earlier, better time in their life. You know what? That's what God is able to do. He's able to give us a new beginning, in essence, new history to live out. That is one of the great bits of news in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's listen as Derek Prince teaches us about it.
There's a thought that's come to me many times recently that God never started anything that he wasn't fully capable of bringing to completion and consummation. It's true in our lives personally. And we read elsewhere in the New Testament, Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith. In that sense, again, he's Alpha and Omega. What he starts in us, He is perfectly capable and willing to complete. What are the requirements on our side? What is needed from us? I would suggest two things, both of them very simple. First of all, you have to acknowledge your need. You have to acknowledge that inner longing that you have for a new start. You can't cover up. You mustn't seek to excuse or change the facts about your past. If your past is really not so bad, then why do you need a new beginning? That requires, I believe, humility. Many of us, perhaps, are confronted by this opportunity and we turn it down simply because we're not willing to acknowledge our need. I remember many years ago when I was confronted by this, and I remember how I was torn between my pride and my sense of need. I thank God that by His grace, eventually, my sense of need won out over my pride. And then secondly, to appropriate what God has promised, you have to respond with faith. Scripture says, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. There is no way to enter into this offer of God until we set our hearts and minds to believe God. And it may surprise you, but I really believe that ultimately faith is not a matter of the mind or of the emotions. It's a matter of the will. You have to decide that you're going to believe God. Set your will to believe Him. I need to say just a few more things about God's offer of a new beginning. It has two results. First of all, when we accept God's offer of the new beginning, it produces in our lives a different kind of character, a different kind of ability. We become able to overcome. We no longer need to be defeated by sin and by every kind of opposition and frustration. God Himself injects into us His own ability to deal with situations and problems. And so the promise is, he who overcomes will inherit all this. So the second result of accepting God's offer of a new beginning is that it makes us heirs of everything. To me, that's dramatic. That's exciting. He who overcomes will inherit all this. Everything that's been unfolded in the purposes and counsels of God for His people is open to the overcomer. But the overcomer is the one who accepts God's offer. Now let's look at the moment, for a moment, at the only alternative. If we turn down this offer of a new beginning, what is the alternative? I would say, I can state it very simply. The alternative is continuing in slavery to sin. And sin is the root of our problems. Sin is the real reason why we need a new start. Sin is the thing that frustrates us and makes us ashamed and defeats us. So that's the only alternative, continuing slavery to sin. And continuing in slavery to sin will in turn cause our rejection by God. There is nothing between being received and being rejected. God will receive the one who receives His offer, the one who becomes an overcomer. He'll make him heir of everything. But if we reject this offer, then we have no other alternative but to continue in slavery to sin and to face ultimate, final, eternal rejection by God. Paul sums up, I believe, the alternatives very clearly in Romans chapter 12, verse 21. Let me leave this clear statement of the issues before you. I'd like you to meditate on it until you listen again tomorrow. Romans 12, 21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. There is no third possibility. Either we continue to be overcome, to be defeated by evil, or we overcome evil. There is nothing in between those who overcome and those who are overcome. And in order to overcome, we must avail ourselves by faith of God's offer of a new beginning.
You know, what an amazing statement this is. God Himself injects into us His own ability to deal with situations and problems. You know, that is the promise of the gospel, but when Derek says it that starkly, it really challenges me because I need that. I am through living in my own strength, my own ideas, my own failed ways. I want the newness that God gives to me. I want His ability injected into my soul. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Salvation. What does this familiar word really mean? The forgiveness of sins, the ticket to heaven. As wonderful as these definitions are, there is much more to salvation than most believers know. Now, in a powerful little booklet entitled Complete Salvation, Derek Prince reveals how the work Jesus did on the cross made a way for all to experience a great, glorious, and complete salvation. In it, you'll discover what salvation truly is and show you the steps you can take to receive and enjoy all of its benefits, both now and for eternity. To order your copy, Complete Salvation, free and postage paid, simply call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and the booklet are both free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order your copy securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us today on this Monday as we launch this new series called A New Beginning by Derek Prince. Now, with me in the studio today is the man I described as the smartest man on the planet, David Holland, who's one of the producers of this show. And I'm not sure what he's going to do to me today, but I think he's got a plan. So, David, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, and every time you refer to me that way, I always think this is a man of faith. He's speaking things that are not as though they were. And I appreciate it. You just keep on speaking it.
You have to live up to every word of that, of course.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of pressure. You know, every time I'm here, you're always putting me on the spot and asking me questions. And as we've been listening to this teaching from Derek today, and I'm struck by what an amazing thing it is, the transformative power of God in a person's life. We don't hear much. You're Derek's biographer. We don't hear much about your biography, but you didn't come to Christ. You had a spiritual influence when you were a young man, but you didn't come to Christ as a child. You were an older adolescent when you came to Christ. But what kind of new beginning did you experience in your life?
Well, you're absolutely right. I was raised in a home where we were a military family, and so we went to military chapels, but faith was sort of loosely wrapped around our lives. And then my mother became a believer and witnessed to me. I actually didn't become a Christian until the age of 18. I was heading towards playing football at the college level, and the Lord just dramatically intervened in my life and began a massive reconstruction of who I was, ended up going to a Christian university and so on. So it was at the age of 18, there really was a new beginning in my life. And I got to tell you, for people who knew me as the violent, angry, raging, jock at our high school, later when they met me in college, it was the kinder, gentler version of Stephen Mansfield, and they were a little bit shocked.
And shortly after that, you felt, when did you begin to feel a call to a ministry or a full-time ministry in your life?
You know, I'm unusual in that sense, in that I'm one of those people who never really wanted to be in ministry, but God tricked me, actually. I met my future in-laws. They had started a church, and the Lord made it very clear that I was supposed to help them after I graduated from college. And I went from being just a help to being the associate pastor and eventually to the senior pastor. And I moved from being the senior pastor of that church to being the senior pastor of another much larger church in Nashville. So that's the progression. But I'm one of those people who never felt a burning drive. I just simply did the next thing my hand found to do, as God said to Moses.
So now, after more than 30 years of walking with God, studying His Word, living for Him and with Him, what do you know now that you wish you knew early, there in the beginning of your Christian walk?
You know, that's a great question, and of course it could fill volumes, but probably the chief thing that I wish I had known and that I wish I had lived out was the truth in Romans 8 that we are destined to be conformed to His image. I've had many coaches and many mentors in my life, and I have chosen certain historical mentors, so to speak. I want to be like Churchill. I want to be like other figures. But I wish I had understood earlier in my life that I'm the whole goal of the gospel is to make me like Jesus. And I wish I had adopted, not as an act, but as a reality in my life, Jesus style earlier in my life. I've wanted too much in my life to be what I might call a cool Christian, someone who could be a Christian, but also be, you know, zippy and off color and harsh with my words and sarcastic and fun and TV-like. Sometimes in my life, I've been that way. And I think that a serious and deep contemplation of the life of Jesus and how I'm called to be conformed to it would have made a massive difference.
Yeah. When I think about that, I think that there's a lot of insight in what you just said. And one of the things that I wish I knew when I was a new believer that has had the greatest impact on my life, I just wish I knew it earlier, was that a revelation of the love of God. And this goes to the core of what Derek's been talking about. A revelation of the love of God for us has enormous transformative power mm-hmm. in our lives. And, you know, it's Ephesians chapter 3:18 says that, you know, you being rooted and grounded in love may know the height and depth and breadth and comprehend with all the saints what is the height and depth of God's love for us. But that it surpasses knowledge, that scripture says. It's impossible to know, but we know it more all the time. You know, that's precisely the message of a free resource we want to make available to people this week. Right now, there is a book, Complete Salvation, by Derek, that speaks to this very issue about how to understand, to better comprehend God's love for us and then experience that transformative power. And right now, we're making it available to anyone who asks for it. Free of charge, just go out there to the website, derekprince.org, and get it. Or you can call us at 1-800-448-3261 and get it. But this is something that will bring people that revelation and go to the very thing you were talking about as well.
Well, you know, we really can merge these two themes because nothing makes you want to be like someone like being loved deeply by them. And that's exactly what should draw us after our parents or the people that we are most influenced by, is that there's a measure of love. There's a measure of transforming love. And I'm absolutely convinced that if Jesus walked into this studio right now, and we would be primarily struck by his love.
Yeah.
And it would make us absolutely want to melt away everything in our lives that that resists conforming to his image.
We'd get more relaxed. We would get more secure so that we could be outwardly focused. Insecure people can't be outwardly focused. They're constantly concerned about themselves. We would be better able to receive the promises of God. They would flow more easily in
Absolutely.
Our lives. And the love that God wants to express to a hurting, dying world would flow through us more freely because we'd understand his love better.
You know, the other thing I think that would happen if Jesus walked into the studio is that we would feel like we were right. I mean, we would have such a deep and solid sense that we are right where we are supposed to be. You know, I'm convinced that most of us live lives divided. We're at the office. We got our minds on the home. We're at the farm. We got our minds on the city. You know, whatever it is, we're divided. We're split amongst 10, 15 different places.
And compartmentalized.
Exactly. And the next 50 things we've got in our schedule, I think if Jesus was standing here right between you and me in the studio, we would just say, there would be almost no awareness of any place else.
Yeah.
And that's a sense that I think we've lost in our modern world.
Yeah. Strong stuff. Just good teaching from Derek all this week.
Powerful, powerful. Thanks for being here, and thanks for popping a few questions at me. Make me think about those things. Well, listen, if you're going to miss anything that we're going to be talking about this coming week, or if you've missed this particular beginning to our series today, log on to derekprince.org. You'll get all of that series, other great information. Well, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on Tuesday as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order Derek's insightful audio CD, Caleb, Lessons from a Dog's Life, for only $6.95 when you call 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And don't forget to request your free copy of Derek's powerful little booklet, Complete Salvation. It's yours, free and postage paid, as our way of saying thank you for listening. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.